I'm grateful once again for this opportunity to share from the Word this morning.
今早我很感谢大家给我这样的一个机会来分享信息。
But what I would like to do is this. I think you've probably heard me do this before, but I would like to give you the traditional Easter morning greeting as we do in the Slavic or the Russian culture.
你想你们也许见过我这样做过。我想今早我们用东欧像在俄国一样那样的一个复活节的早晨一样来彼此来问候。
And basically, what I do is I say to you, Christ has risen, and your response would be, He has risen indeed.
那我会对你说，耶稣复活了。那你会告诉我，耶稣的确复活了。
And we do this three times.
我们这样做三次。
And then usually in the Russian church, we all kiss each other and slobber on each other.
在俄国的教会，我们会彼此的亲吻。
Not all of that is pleasant.
当然并不是所有的都很好的。
But let me try.
不过让我来试一下。
Christ has risen.
耶稣复活。
Christ has risen. Christ has risen.Hallelujah. This morning we will be looking at our passage this morning. And every Christmas we gather in amazement that Jesus would leave the splendor of heaven and come to our little planet.
每一年的圣诞节的时候，我们都聚集在一起思想这奇妙的事，耶稣离开天堂来到我们这个小小的世界。
He would become human and experience life here on earth.
他会成为肉身，过着地上的生活。
A few months later, we gather on Good Friday in humble amazement.
几个月后，我们会在星期五聚集。
That our Lord Jesus would die on the cross for our sins.
我们会思念我们的耶稣为我们的罪在十字架上死。
And that He would take the punishment. Of our sins, the punishment that we deserved, and die in our place.
他替我们承担了本该我们自己受的惩罚。
And then we come to this day.
然后我们来到今天。
To Resurrection Sunday.
复活节的主日。
To the climax.
来到整个事情的顶峰。
To the highest point.
到最高点。
We come to the culmination of Jesus's ministry.
我们来到耶稣事工的顶峰。
And now we celebrate.
我们现在庆祝。
Now we rejoice together.
现在我们一同欢喜。
Not that just that Jesus came to earth.
并不只是因为耶稣来到世上。
Not merely because he died.
并不只是因为他死了。
But that he rose again from the dead.
但是他又从死里复活。
You see, if Jesus had only come to earth.
如果耶稣只是来到世上。
He would have merely been a visitor God on this planet.
他只是一个来拜访我们的神。
If he had only died, he would have merely just been a religious leader in the line of Buddha or Mohammed.
如果他只是死了，他最多不过是一个宗教教师，一个佛或者穆罕默德。
But he didn't just come to earth.He didn't just die on the cross. He rose from the dead.
不过他不只是降世，不只是死在十字架上，他从死里复活了。
That is the excitement of Christianity.
这是基督徒感到激动的。
And that is the uniqueness of our faith.
这是只有我们的信仰才会有。
As the wonderful old hymn says it,
像一首古老的圣诗所唱到，
I serve a risen Savior.
我侍奉永活主。
He's in the world today.
他今在世活着。
I know that he is living.
我知道他却活着。
Whatever men may say.
无论人如何说。
I see his hand of mercy.
但我亲见他慈手。
I hear his voice of cheer.
我闻他安慰声。
And just the time I need him.
每次当我需求。
He's always near.
他总在我身旁。
He lives.
他今天活着。
He lives.
他活着。
Christ Jesus lives today.
救主耶稣今天仍然活着。
He walks with me.
他伴我走。
And talks with me.
他与我谈。
Along life's narrow way.
同行生命窄路。
He lives.
他活着。
He lives.
他活着。
Salvation to impart.
救恩临到万邦。
You ask me how I know he lives.
你问我怎知他活着。
He lives within my heart.
他活在我心里。
We've heard the story many times, haven't we, brothers and sisters?
我们听过这个故事很多遍了，不是吗？
And we've heard it read again today, once again this morning.
我们今早又读了一遍。
And I hope we never tire of hearing, the words, He is risen.
我希望大家不会听到他复活而感到厌倦。
I hope we never cease to be amazed, to be awestruck.At the incredible fact that death could not hold the Lord of life.
我希望我们不会停止惊叹这奇妙的事实，就是死亡不能胜过生命之主。
And most of all,
最重要的，
I hope we never miss this simple fact.
希望我们不要忘记这个简单的事实。
Jesus is alive today.
耶稣今天活着。
And that's kind of what I want to talk about today for a few moments this morning.
我今天想要讲的就是耶稣复活的事实。
The fact that he's alive. Jesus is alive today.
耶稣今天活着。
At Christmas we celebrate an instant, a moment in time.
圣诞节我们庆祝一个短暂的瞬间。
And we do the same on Good Friday. We remember a single moment in history.
我们在受难节的星期五也是一样，纪念历史上的一个时刻。
But the resurrection is different.
但是复活不一样。
It's not just something that happened at a moment in time.
这不是一个短暂时间发生的事。
But it's a new daily reality.
这每天都是一个新的现实。
When we say he is risen,
当我们说他复活，
we don't mean that he's risen just at a moment in time.
不是说只在短暂的时刻一个耶稣复活了。
We don't just celebrate the fact that Jesus came back to life in that moment.
我们只是说他在那一瞬间复活。
But really we mean he is alive today.
不过我们说的是他今天活着。
Right now, at this very moment.
此时此刻。
Seated at the right hand of God the Father.
坐在荣耀父神的右手边。
And brothers and sisters, that changes everything.
我们弟兄姐妹，这就改变了一切。
The apostle Paul is incredibly clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, when he writes, If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
使徒保罗很清楚地在哥林多前书15章14节写道，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然。
What does it mean, though, for you and me that Christ is risen?
耶稣复活对于你和我的意义是什么呢？
Today I'd like to suggest four things that I see in the resurrection.
对于复活，我看到了重要的四点。
Four things that are communicated to us in the resurrection.
那这四点呢，是借着复活来向我们传递信息。
And the first is this.
第一点是
There is love.In the resurrection.
在复活里有爱。
1 John 4:9 says this. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him.
约翰一书四章九节说，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
We see this love is in a painful way on the cross.
我们在十字架上看到爱痛苦的一面。
We see the extent of God's love for us as we reflect on Jesus' death.
我们在耶稣的死上看到神爱的广大。
But it doesn't end there.
但并没有在此终结。
The love of God did not only send Jesus to the cross.
神的爱不止于将耶稣送上十字架。
It also raised him back up to life from the grave.
这爱也让他复活。
The love of God did not leave Jesus in the tomb.
神的爱并未将耶稣抛弃在坟墓。
Or us in despair.
将我们放在绝望中。
But it raised Jesus back to life so that, as John writes, we might live through him.
但是他使耶稣复活，如同约翰所写的一样，使我们借着他得生。
There is love in the resurrection, not just in, expressed in terms of the love God has for us.
复活里的爱不只表现在神对我们。
The love we find in the resurrection also overflows from us to others.
我们在复活中发现的爱也从我们向其他的人在流动。
1 John 3:14 says this, We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers.
约翰一书三章十四节说，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了，没有爱心的仍住在死中。
You see, we know that we participate in life, in the resurrection of life of Jesus because it spills over into our relationships with one another.
我们知道我们与耶稣一同复活，因为爱从我们与其他人的关系中流溢出来。
Even with those who are difficult to love.
即使对一些不太容易去爱的人，我们也一样。
Jesus prayed that the world would know we were his disciples by the depth of our love for one another.
耶稣祷告说，通过我们对彼此的爱，让世界知道我们是他的门徒。
This resurrection love needs to be part of all of our conversations.
这复活之爱应该是我们所有交流中的一部分。
It needs to be the central part of all of our interactions with one another.
需要成为我们与他人交往的中心。
And by saying this, I don't just mean the happy, easy, nice part of love.
我说的不只是那种开心、很容易、很友好的爱。
But also the confrontational part.
还有在冲突的时候。
I often see two extremes.
我常常会看到两个极端。
On the one hand, we don't want to say anything because we don't want to, you know, meddle or upset anyone.
有时候我们什么也不说，因为我们不想让别人失望。
But that isn't love.
但那并不是爱。
On the other hand, sometimes I see that we hear people who say something and do it so harshly.
另一方面，我们看到有时候人们说话的时候如此的犀利。
And they're harsh and critical.
他们言辞十分的激烈。
And this isn't love either.
这里也并没有爱。
True love.The love of God finds the middle place of saying what needs to be said, but in a loving way.
真正的爱，上帝之爱，会在这两者中间讲出需要讲的话，同时不失爱心。
This is what the resurrection of Christ calls us to.
这是复活对我们的呼召。
To love one another.
让我们彼此相爱。
To abandon our needs and desires.
放弃我们自己的私欲
，so that we might lift another one up，
这样我们可以坚固造就彼此。
God's kingdom cannot sustain harsh, critical, unloving words and spirits。
神的国不能在苛刻、沉重、没有爱和灵的环境里维持。
They need to be replaced with the incredible love of God that raised Christ from the dead。
这些需要被神将基督从死里复活的那种爱来取代。
That is what will grow strong, or will grow a strong bride of Christ.
这会让我们成长为坚强的耶稣基督的心腹。
And that's what will be irresistible for those that are outside of Christianity.
这会让我们在基督徒以外让人无法抗拒。
This is how God showed His love among us.
这是神向我们所展现的爱。
He sent his one and only son into the world that we might have love, might have life through him.
他赐自己独生的爱子来到世间，因这样我们可以得永生。
But there is also not only love in the resurrection, there is life in the resurrection.
在复活里并不只有爱，还有生命。
Victor Hugo,The French novelist, perhaps best known for Les Miserables, wrote these words.
维克多·雨果，可能大家会因为更多因为《悲惨世界》而记住他的名字。
This is what he wrote.
这是他所写到的。
I feel within me that future life.
我自己觉得在未来的生活里面。
I am like a forest.
我像一片森林
that has been raised.
已经被夷为平地
The new shoots are strong and brighter.
新长成的生命更加的强壮明亮
I shall most certainly rise toward the heavens.
我将肯定升到天堂
The nearer my approach to the end,
我越接近终点
the plainer is the sound of immortal symphonies of worlds which invite me.
来自呼召我的那个世界的不朽的交响乐就更加的清晰。
For a half century,
在半个世纪来
I have been translating my thoughts into prose and verse.
我将我的想法化成散文和诗歌。
History, philosophy, drama,
历史、哲学、戏剧。
Romance, tradition, satire,
浪漫、传统、讽刺。
Ode and song,
颂歌和歌曲
are, all of these I have tried.
所有这些我都试过。
But I feel I haven't given utterance to the thousandth part.
但我觉得我还没有将我内在的千丝万缕表达清楚。
Of what lies in me.
在我的生命里面是什么与我同在。
When I go to the grave,
当我进入坟墓
I can say, as others have said,
我可以像其他人一样说
My day's work is done.
我白日的工作结束了
But I cannot say,
但是我不能说
My life is done.
我的生命结束了
My work will, recommence the next morning.
我的工作第二天清晨还会继续
The tomb is not a blind alley.
这坟墓不是一条死路
It is a thoroughfare.
它是一个通道
It closes upon the twilight,
它结束了黄昏
but opens the dawn.
但打开黎明的曙光
You see, Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, verses 4 and 5, he says this.
保罗在罗马书六章四到五节说
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead,Through the glory of the Father, we too may have a new life.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly be united with him in his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
We will be reunited with Jesus in his resurrection life.
我们会在复活时与他联合。
And in fact, this is exactly what happens at the moment we respond in faith to God.
这就是在我们回应对神的信息时会发生的。
Jesus described it as a new birth.
耶稣将这描述为重生。
Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:17,
保罗在哥林多后书五章十七节说
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里他就是新造的人。
The old has gone, the new has come.
旧事已过都变成新的了。
I ask you,
我来问大家
Do you know that resurrection life?
你知道复活的生命吗
Paul writes in Romans 8 verse 11,
保罗在罗马书八章十一节写道
And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who lives in you.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里那叫基督从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的灵使你们必死的身体又活过来
That is what God offers us
这就是神赐给我们的
He offers us new life
他赐给我们新的生命
He offers us the chance to participate with Jesus in the life that comes through the resurrection
他给我们机会让我们同享他复活的生命
Jesus is alive today
耶稣今天活着
He is here right now
他现在就在这里
According to his promise
照着他的应许
And he brings with him the gift of life
他带着生命的礼物
His hand outstretched at this very moment offering it to you
此刻他的手正在伸向你
He wouldn't force it on you.
他不会强迫你。
Or stuff it down your throat.
他也不会硬要你接受。
But he will freely offer life eternal.
但他会无偿地赐给你永恒的生命。
So not only do we have and see love in the resurrection, we also see life in the resurrection. But there is also hope in the resurrection.
所以我们不只是看到复活中的爱，我们也看到复活中的生命。那第三点是在复活里面有盼望。
The fact that there is life in the resurrection is the source of the third thing, which is hope.
复活里有生命这个事实是这第三点的源头，希望。
I'm sorry. You see, I have hope, because Jesus rose from the dead.
我有希望，因为耶稣从死里复活。
One of the recent hymns of faith says this.
一首近代的诗歌写道，
Because he lives,
因他活着，
I can face tomorrow.
我能面对明天。
I can face uncertain days because he lives.
不再惧怕，我深知道他掌管明天。
The resurrection gives us hope today.
复活给我们希望。
Hope for tomorrow.
明日的盼望。
And hope for eternity.
还有永恒的盼望。
Hope that things can change.
希望事情会有所改变。
Hope that even if they don't change, and the worst happens, and death comes, that is not the end.
希望即使没有改变，最坏的结果是死亡来临，但那也并不是结局。
There is more life after that.
在这之后还有更多的生命。
Because a better life, that life without sickness or pain or tears.
更好的生命，没有疾病、痛苦、眼泪。
Life without ever having to wonder.
生活中不再会疑问。
Lord, where are you?
神啊，你在哪里？
Because we will see him.
因为我们会亲眼见到他。
With our own eyes.
用我们自己的眼睛。
Touch him.
我们触碰他，
with our own hands,
用我们自己的双手，
and never worry again.
我们不会再忧虑。
I know that for many of us, one thing we fear is death.
我知道对于我们很多人来说，我们害怕死亡。
We're afraid to die.
我们害怕去死。
It seems so horrible, so final, so unavoidable.
它看起来十分的绝望、恐怖、无法避免。
But in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, we find hope.
但是在耶稣的复活里，我们找到希望。
Hope for something greater.
希望有更大的事情。
Something better.
更好的。
Something eternal.
永恒的事情。
We know that because Jesus lives today, we too can live with him.
我们知道这些，因为耶稣今天活着，我们也可以像他一样同活。
And this affects how we live and how we die.
这希望影响我们生和死的方式。
Jesus' resurrection forever changed Christians' view of death.
耶稣的复活永远地改变了基督徒对死亡的看法。
There was a missionary in Brazil one time.
在巴西曾经有一个传道人。
And he discovered a tribe of Indians in a remote part of a jungle.
他在一个原始的森林里发现了一个印第安人的部落。
And they lived near a large river.
他们住的地方靠近一条大河。
And the tribe was in need of medical attention.
这个部落需要医疗的支援。
And a contagious disease was ravaging the population. People were dying daily.
有一个传染病在吞噬着这里的人口，每一天都有人死亡。
Now there was a hospital not too far away across the river.
在这条大河对岸不远的地方有一个医院。
But the Indians wouldn't cross it because they believed it was inhabited by evil spirits.
但是印第安人不愿意过河，因为他们相信河对岸住的是邪灵。
So to enter into the water would mean certain death.
进入水中意味着是要死亡。
The missionary explained how he had crossed the river and was unharmed.
传道人解释了自己怎么穿过河而毫发无损。
But they weren't impressed.
但是他们觉得没什么。
He then took to the bank, to the edge, and placed his hand in the water.
他将他们带到河岸，把他的手放在水中。
They still wouldn't go in.
他们还是不肯下去。
So he walked into the water, waist deep, and splashed it on his face.
他走入水中没过腰，将水打在自己的脸上。
It didn't matter.
也是没有用。
They were still afraid to enter the river.
他们还是不肯进入水中。
Finally, he dove into the river and swam beneath the surface of the water to the other side.
最后他潜入水中，一直的游到对面。
And then when he came out, he punched his fist in the air victoriously.
当他起来的时候，他挥舞着胜利的拳头。
He had entered the water and had escaped.
他进入水中，而且出来了。
It was then that the Indians broke out into cheer and followed him across.
直到那时，印第安人才欢呼着跟随他过了河。
And that is what Jesus did for us.
这就是耶稣为我们所做的。
With death, he entered into death.
是这样为我们进入死亡。
He made it safely to the other side.
他安全地到达彼岸。
And he punched a triumphal fist into the air.
他挥舞着胜利的拳头，高高的在空中。
But here's the thing.
但是
Jesus doesn't stay on the other side of the bank or the river.
耶稣并没有停留在河的另一边。
No, he jumps back in and swims back to our side.
他又跳下来游回到我们这一边。
He's alive.
他是活着的。
And present with us.
与我们同在。
And then when our turn comes to face death,
然后当我们要面对死亡的时候
I believe he kind of takes us by the hand and swims across with us.Safely to the other side.
我相信他牵着我们的手，我们一起安全地游向彼岸。
First Peter 1:3 says this.
彼得前书一章三节。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。
In His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope.
他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
重生了我们。
Because he lives.
因为他活着。
We have hope.
我们有希望。
So, but there is a fourth thing about the resurrection that I'd like to point out.
还有一点关于复活的我想要指出。
And that is, there is power in the resurrection.
在复活里面有大能。
Today we saw a number of people baptized, didn't we?
今天我们看到很多人受洗，不是吗？
And there were some young boys that were being baptized.
有一些年轻的孩子。
And I had the privilege of meeting with Eric and Colby.
我很高兴可以见到 Eric 和 Colby.
Now both of them are remarkable boys.
他们十分的与众不同。
And from what I found out from his mom is that that Eric has been invited to go to Carnegie Hall to play the piano.
从我和他们的妈妈聊天的时候，我们知道 Eric 是被邀请到卡耐基音乐大厅做表演。
And that's quite an invitation, isn't it, brothers and sisters?
这是很不可思议的，不是吗？
It's like the greatest entertainers and musicians of the world go to Carnegie Hall.
你知道是这个世界上最好的艺术家会到卡耐基音乐大厅去表演。
And there's this story that many of you probably have heard, or this saying.
那你们可能听过这样的一个故事。
There was a man driving through New York, and he needed directions to Carnegie Hall.
有一个人在纽约开车，他想要开到卡耐基大厅。
And he said, he stopped somebody on the street and he said, how do I get to Carnegie Hall?
他在路边找到了一个路人，问他我怎么样到这个音乐大厅去。
And the answer was, practice, practice, practice.
那个人就说你要练习，练习，练习。
So I thought, maybe Eric had heard about it. Now he's quite young.
所以我想 Eric 可能听到。
So I asked Eric, I said, so Eric, how do you get to Carnegie Hall?
所以我问 Eric, 你怎么样到卡耐基音乐大厅?
And do you know what he said?
你知道他怎么说吗?
With God's help.
有神的帮助。
The help of God.
神的帮助。
Amen. You see, brothers and sisters, we wouldn't have God's help if it wasn't for the resurrection.
弟兄姐妹们，我们看到，如果不是因为复活，我们没有神的帮助。
In 1 Corinthians 6:14, Paul writes this to us.
哥林多前书六章十四节，保罗这样讲道。
By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also.
并且神已经叫主复活，也要用自己的能力叫我们复活。
This is the fourth thing that I want to remind us of this morning, that there is power in the resurrection.
这是我们所要讲到的第四点的，就是在复活里面有大能。
Now, the power of the resurrection means simply this, that we have power over sin.
其实很简单的就是这样一点，就是我们有能力可以胜过罪。
That means that when we are in weakness, whether it is morally or physically, or we are nervous about something that we have to do, we can call on the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will give us strength that we need for each and every day.
这就是当我们软，当受到试探，当我们有软弱的时候，我们需要帮助的时候，我们就可以呼求他的名，他会帮助我们。
I know that my grandmother, she was quite old. She grew to a very old age of 99 years old, and she would pray daily for strength just to get up.
我知道，我的奶奶她十分的老，她一直活到99岁，她每一天都会祷告神给她力量，让她站起来。
And God would answer her prayer.
神会倾听她的祷告。
You see, there isn't anything that He can't do.
没有什么事情是神不能成的。
That is within His will.
这是在他的旨意里面。
And so He rose Jesus from the dead.
所以他将耶稣从死里复活。
And with that same power He offers to us when we need His help.
用同样的这样的旨意，在我们需要他的帮助的时候，他也会帮助我们。
This morning,
今天早晨。
It is my prayer that you will know the risen Lord Jesus.
我的祷告是你会认识复活的救主耶稣基督。
That you would know the love that He gives to us.
你会认识到他给我们的爱。
The life,
生命。
The hope,
希望。
And the power of the resurrection.
和复活的能力。
This is the simple message of faith.
这是我们信仰里很简单的信息。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣活着。
He is alive.
他活着。
In conclusion, I just want to say one, just give one final illustration. Now, I don't know the historical accuracy of this exactly, but I think it makes a point and I will repeat it.
在最后呢，我想用这样的一个故事来结束今天的信息。那在历史上，我不知道这个故事的真实性有多么的可靠，但是我觉得它有很重要的一点，我想和大家分享。
Somewhere around 1930, the communist leader, Nikolai Ivanovich Bukharin, journeyed from Moscow to Kiev.
大概在1930年的时候，共产主义的领袖尼古拉·伊万诺维奇·布哈林。伊万诺维奇·布哈林从莫斯科走到基辅。
Very good. His mission was to address a huge assembly of people in Kiev.
他的任务是给一大在基辅的一大群人演讲。
And he would speak on a number of different things, on politics, on the economy, and things like that. This time it was about atheism.
每次演讲他会讲到，比如说讲到政治，讲到经济。不过那一次的演讲呢，是讲到无神论。
And for a solid hour, he aimed heavy artillery against Christianity.
有一个小时的时间，他在猛烈地攻击着基督教。
He hurled argument after argument and heaped on top of ridicule against those who believed in God.
他在嘲讽中不停地去争论，而且取笑那一些相信神的基督徒。
And at last he was finished.
最后他讲完了。
And viewed what he had thought was was the smoldering ashes of men's ruined faith.
他以为他把当时坐在下面的人的信仰都积得灰飞烟灭了。
And so he asked the question, "Are there any questions?"
所以他问道，你们有什么问题吗？
And a man rose from the audience.
那有一个人在会众中站起来。
And asked for permission to speak.
请求允许上台讲话。
And so he came to the platform.
所以他来到台上。
And he moved close to the communist.
他很靠近这一个领袖。
And the audience was breathlessly silent.
整个的听众都安静地屏住呼吸。
And he looked out at the audience to the left and to the right.
他看到左边和右边的所有的会众。
And at last he shouted out the Orthodox greeting, Christ is risen.
最后他用传统的东正教的方式来喊道，基督复活了。
And the whole assembly rose as one person, and the response came crashing like the sounds of an avalanche. He is risen indeed.
整个会众像一个人一样同时站起来，回应像雪崩一样猛烈。他的确复活了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
let us not forget that our Christ is risen.
我们不要忘记我们的基督复活了。
He is seated at the right hand of God the Father.
他坐在荣耀父神的右手边，
watching over us,
看着我们，
extending his love,
将他的爱，
his life,
他的生命，
and his power to us,
他的能力给我们。
Amen.
Amen.